Church of England issues guidance for clergy on sex change celebration ceremonies. By Virginia Hale on December 12, 2018. New Church of England, COF, guidance instructs parishes on how they should hold celebratory ceremonies to mark a person's transition to the opposite sex. Approved by the House of Bishops on Monday night, the pastoral guidance advises clergy to be sensitive and creative in incorporating the affirmation of baptismal faith into church services which celebrate individuals embracing a new sexual identity. The Church of England welcomes and encourages the unconditional affirmation of trans people, equally with all people, within the body of Christ, and rejoices in the diversity of that body into which all Christians have been baptized by one Spirit, asserts a statement published by the Church Tuesday. Transgender vicar Dr. Reverend Tina Beardsley hailed the move as a positive step, claiming that many families are affected nowadays. A family member, a friend or a work colleague has undergone a transition. But the activist, whose social media activity revolves around the promotion of pro-LGBT causes, expressed disappointment over the church having stopped short of creating a whole new liturgy to mark transgender people's decision to change sex. The Bishop of Blackburn and Chair of the House of Bishops Delegation Committee, Julian Henderson, said, "We are absolutely clear that everyone is made in the image of God and that all should find a welcome in their parish church. This new guidance provides an opportunity, rooted in Scripture, to enable trans people who have come to Christ as the way, the truth and the life, to mark their transition in the presence of their church family which is the body of Christ." However, Andrea Minichiello Williams, a lay member of the General Synod, blasted the new guidance for continuing the Church of England's devastating trajectory towards an outright denial of God and His Word. The Christian Concern chief said in a statement, "The point of baptism is to identify a person with Jesus as they begin a life of following Him. Using an affirmation of baptism to celebrate a gender transition turns this upside down by encouraging people to follow their own feelings and live in identities contrary to how God created them. The Bible, God's revealed and perfect word, does not recognize postmodern gender theory," Ms. Minichiello Williams pointed out, urging co-bishops to teach faithfully on this issue and for the clergy to speak with love, compassion and truth. She told Premier Christian News, "The issue that we've got here is the repurposing of baptism liturgy. That is a major decision that the House of Bishops have made without the consultation of Synod, and that doesn't bode well for the future." Earlier this year, amidst fierce debate over proposals to remove barriers to legally changing gender, the church came out in favor of allowing people to self-identify as the opposite sex, a move critics warned would put women at risk by giving men access to female-only spaces including changing rooms, prisons, and rape crisis centers. The Reverend Dr. Malcolm Brown, co-director of Mission and Public Affairs, said there was no settled view about precisely which aspects of the legal sex change process are necessary within the church, but stated, "We can say with some confidence that excessive bureaucracy is neither welcoming nor affirming of transgender people in relation to the structures of the law and society at large."